Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, where's Emma and Tony got to? Oh, hang on, got a message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Sorry, I'm not going to make it. I'm just up to my neck. I'm pickling onions at the minute.
Oh, Emma's blown me out again. I don't know. Look, I can always rely on Tony, though. Oh, another message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Really sorry about this, but I'm not going to be able to get across. I've got a massive leak.
He's not coming either. Oh, I know how to get him into the room. Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Here's the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast.
You can now listen to the Kitchen Garden podcast through Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 84 of the Kitchen Garden podcast. Now I'm here virtually with Emma and Tony.
Hello.
We're going to have a little chat around what we've been doing in the garden and also, more importantly, our Run a Bean competition, which is hotting up, getting very excited about it. I'm not really sure why. I haven't got any beans yet.
Well,
I know. I couldn't believe it 2 days ago when we were just discussing this and you put a picture of your beans on there, Steve, which were about 5 millimetres long. So I got very excited because mine were about 6 millimetres long and I put them on a picture. I sent you all a picture. And then Tony has managed to look at the size of Tony's bean behind his head.
Yeah, but he's photoshopped. I don't believe that for a minute.
The last time I measured it was 13 inches.
You're joking.
That was yesterday.
No.
Is it still on the plant?
I have to say, this is the second one I've measured. The first one, which was a bit smaller, something ate it. Some beast the field came, took it away, or bit into it. Yeah, I've got loads like that.
Oh.
Well, I haven't really. I've got some like that.
I think the longest one I've got must be about 9 inches at the moment. I have found a bigger one than the other one, the little ones I found.
Well, yeah, so but we've not got the... We've not got the closing date.
No, when are we going to do the closing date? Because, I mean, if we have it... Because, I mean, I think you and me, Steve, I think we ought to have the closing date like as long as we can get it.
Yes,
so that
too.
The ponies go over and drop off the plant before we get to where they go.
What about July 2021?
I think we should have a deadline tomorrow.
Yeah, no. I thought you know it. Yeah.
There's no point in even measuring them if we're doing it tomorrow, because you're one.
What about the end of next week?
Nah, too soon.
We've got to have, because we need it for the magazine, don't we, for pictures, so...
Well, not this magazine, can we do it for the next one?
Well, that's true, we could.
Well, you see, I realise I've made a fatal error, because Tony actually had the sense to take a picture of his and leave it on the plant, and I got overexcited and thought I'd bring mine in.
You
well, let's have, go on. That looks quite large. Let's have a look.
Yes,
that could have grown. That could have gone even longer. Oh, look at the size of it!
Come on, that's massive. That's got to be about 16, 14, something like that.
Yeah,
the tail on it. That's massive.
I went away. I've had a couple of days off, haven't I? And it was. It was 12 inches long 3 days ago. So, but it's It's got it's bent. It's bent now. It was
yeah, mine's bent. Before. Mine's bent as well.
It's really hard to measure. I'm sure it's a lot longer than it. Where are we?
Gone then.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's about 13.
I say Emma, past experience with Steve in these competitions, he always makes out he's got small, not very weighty, not very long, and then you turn up on the day, and it's usually, you know, far different to what he was claiming.
I bet that's not his biggest.
I bet he's not.
Left the biggest one on the plant.
I'm hoping it's not my biggest, because... I have, as you see, picked it, so it's not going to get any bigger. I think it's about 13 and a half at the moment.
I think the record, there's a British record, I think it's 29 inches, I think. Could be wrong.
Oh, gosh. No, we've got a long way to go then.
I saw a record that was 36.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, I think that was 2014, so it could be...
That would be right. The one I was looking at was 2013, so it must have been broken the year after then.
Yeah. So, I mean, this might have made it. I'm sure it would have done. I'm sure it would have beaten the record had I not picked it.
Well,
so,
who was the silly boy and picked it?
I think you picked
there
it
are
because
a lot more out there.
You've got lots I knew more to come, be. Yeah. But the picture you sent through last week, all you had were little tiddlers.
Yeah.
There were curly things at about 3 inches.
Yeah. Well, you found
it. It was right at the bottom. It was right at the bottom when I thought they weren't setting. And it was just this one on its own. So I found
one as well that was a bit longer than I thought. But I still think we need, well, I think for a fair competition, we probably need to leave it a bit longer.
Oh, definitely. Mm. Certainly,
yeah, Monday then. Monday.
Monday?
I fear I'm going to peak too early.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. And I've got to eat something. I need to pick some food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. These are all we've got.
Well, we could do the end of next week then. Would that work?
No, it depends whether we want to use it for our Mudketeers feature for the next issue or not.
Well, I want to be presenting my best to our readers. So,
do you want to make a decision?
Couple of weeks.
You want to make a decision next week?
Yeah, shall we?
Whether we prolong it or not.
I think I need to go and look at mine first before I say, 2 weeks' time.
I need to get some manure on it, I think, before then. And several cans of water.
I'm quietly pleased with that.
These are Guinness, aren't they, we're trying out? Guinness record.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning that, isn't it? That's supposed to be a really long producing variety, isn't it? Because I think a lot of the people that win these shows, they save their seed, don't they? And they get a plant that's producing long beans, and then they save the seed, and then they keep saving it and creating a strain that produces ever longer beans. So there's a lot of genetics in it.
With runners, don't they have to be straight in these competitions?
Yeah,
they do.
Are they?
Okay. They have weights on the end, some people.
I was wondering how they did it. But there was another tip. There was another tip that one guy I read, and he said that you're supposed to take off, really take off any little flowers off the end of the developing bean. As soon as it's just started to grow, take the flower off, because that can make them curl, apparently. So you get rid of the flower. Right. And also, don't make sure there are no leaves touching the bean as it grows, because that can actually just be enough to make it curl.
Right.
And then when it gets to a certain weight, because they can get quite heavy, you actually support the top, put some strings on it so that it actually holds it up, because if it hangs down and touches something else,
I can see curl.
There's a little tips. Not that it's helped me.
I'm sure this was straight a few days ago. I think it's, and it was quite, a lot bendier than this. I think it's hardened up and probably wasn't going to grow anymore, and it's developed a bit of a kink.
So you want them to be growing, to get the really long ones, you want them to keep growing straight, don't you? Because that's not what you want, really.
Although a picture of the world record one, it was kind of corkscrew. It's almost like almost like a drill.
Do you think he put weights on it? That's why it grew like that. Kind of weighted down, and it kind of.
I don't think this one he did. No, it was a video on YouTube, and I don't think he'd use weights on it. But what he had done, or the other little tip which I got from that, was that he only allows one bean per cluster.
Oh, that's right.
Takes all the others off.
Yeah.
But if you want to eat, you're going to be a bit reluctant to do that, aren't you, really? Depends on your priorities, really.
I have to say, it's a bit frustrating because I went out the other day to get some beans for tea and I hadn't got anything else to eat. And there was like
a long
run of beans. And I was close. I was close to taking those beans. But instead, I picked a Mankey Marge 2 that had gone over just to save my two run of beans so that I
could
be
harsh with them.
I mean, that's sad, isn't it, really?
It is sad. It just shows how much you want to win.
All My Reads gives you unlimited access to more than 100 specialist books, from history to mystery, rockets to royals, planes to trains, bikes to biographies, and much, much more. Access the digital books across multiple devices, including your desktop, tablet, and phone. All My Reads is just $4.99 per month. Visit allmyreads.com to find out more. Browse the extensive range of titles and try your first month for just 99 pence. Get ready to browse and begin.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yes, well, I should be going out and feeding mine as well. I gave them some worm wee from my worm composter last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's going to make all the difference.
Yeah.
I don't fancy eating them anymore, but
yeah.
It will make them longer.
Yours got plenty of flowers?
Yeah, they're really nice variety, aren't they?
They are nice, aren't they?
Orangey-red.
Orangey-red, colourful, aren't they? Yeah, I love runner beans just for the look of them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I only had a few rough old chick seeds that somebody gave me when we split the packet anyway. I'm sure I got the duff ones. I'm surprised they got
well,
at all.
You
really
haven't done too badly with the one you've shown today, so it couldn't have been too bad.
I'll be giving the seeds up next year.
But
a couple of weeks, we reckon, and we'll have a measure.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, give it a couple of weeks. When did you sow yours, Tony?
Well, I can't remember. You said that I'd sew mine after you.
Yeah, I thought it was...
I would have done it in April, but I can't remember.
In April, maybe?
I thought it was more like mid-April, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably roughly the same.
Do you sew them off in modules? Start them off in modules first? Yeah.
Yeah.
So do I, yeah. And put them in the greenhouse and then... I'll tell you what I did, because you know the weather was really hot. In mid-May. I usually wait till the end of May before I put them out. And I put them out a week earlier, or maybe even 10 days earlier. Because I saw the weather forecast and I thought, well, then they're not going to get any frost. So maybe that's why mine were a bit more ahead than yours.
I think you might be right, because I don't think mine went out till the end of May.
Yeah,
mine were probably that. I was too worried about the frost.
That might make a difference.
I did look at the long-range weather forecast, and it didn't look like there was any frost in sight. So I thought, well, and they were getting a bit pot-bound, so I thought, got to get them out. So that's probably why
mine went ahead. One of the growers that I was reading, he plants his out in May, you know, sort of mid beginning to middle of May. He gets them out quite early. But I suppose that's the best thing, but then you probably have to protect them from frost if we're going to get any.
Yeah, you've got to be, you know.
Getting them in the ground, because the trouble is I found they did get a little bit, a bit pot bound, you know, there were plenty of root in there. And that could restrict them, couldn't it? That could sort of stun them a bit. And
once they start twining around each other as well, it's not so good, is it? Get them planted out before then.
Yeah,
the leaves, probably about the end of May.
The leaves always go a bit yellow when you put them in first, don't they? Do yours? With rolling beans.
Yeah.
They take a while to revive a little bit, don't they? You know, they don't stay... You know, and you think, oh my God, are they all right? And then they pick up and then they're fine, aren't they?
All of a sudden they grow, they've hit the top of the poles, haven't they?
Yeah.
Amazing things, really. In fact, I think I'm going to have to start pinching mine out because I didn't have much. They've got a good 7 foot tall now, so I'll have to pinch the tops out.
Yeah, mine are
great. You have to take the side of these off as well, apparently, to get the really good beans. I don't know, it's quite hard to find side shoots though when it's a tangle of them.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, well, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Do you freeze any of yours, folks, or do you just not tend to?
Well,
you
get enough.
Yeah.
You all have a bumper crop, I'm sure. I don't like them frozen, but I don't think there is, you know, once, they're great fresh. If you freeze them, you have them sort of, you know, in the winter. They always taste a bit strange to me. Nothing like the fresh ones.
I know what you mean. They're great frozen. No.
Yeah. No, the dwarf beans aren't so bad, I don't think.
No.
Do freeze those because you get far too many of those to eat all at once. But
They're okay.
Yeah,
I think.
Runners have certainly got enough of. I've nearly straightened this out sitting here, look.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've picked it and it's got kind of a bit floppy. Might get a better measurement on it now.
I think it's still growing.
You're stretching it. You're pulling it.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes. Oh, it's about 14. Oh, 15.
Oh.
15,
oh.
Am I seeing there?
It's grown 2 inches more thin on this single. And it's not off the plant.
15's the one to beat at the minute.
I'm blowing it up. Some of those balloons, we stretch them.
I do think we should have someone externally inspecting these at the end of the competition. I'm not sure we can trust each other, actually.
I know I can't trust you two.
Certainly can't trust you two.
That could be a papier-mâché bean for all we know.
Yeah, I mean, look at the problems we've had in the past with our tomato competition and many others, the cucumbers.
So, what was the one where you won, but actually your wife Sue did all the work, Steve? Was that the tomato one? Was that the Gigantamo?
I resent that. I'm sure that wasn't true at all.
You took credit, but you didn't.
You might have watered them.
Sue did all the watering, all the feeding. So
busy.
You should have been, to my mind, you should have been disqualified.
I did give the trophy to her.
What, that
a very valuable
cup.
Yeah.
The little plastic silver cup.
The very, very valuable tin foil cup.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's great, growing stuff, isn't it?
It's good fun, isn't it?
It's good fun.
Shame we can't get together and do a final measure, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It is. Never mind, but we'll have to get independent adjudicators in somehow or other.
Yeah.
So we'll get them measured in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Show the results in the magazine.
Yeah. Well, may the best man or woman win.
Win. Yeah. You
know, I just hope it's me.
I will. Anyway, folks, nice to chat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and feed my beans now.
Yeah, I'm going to go and put some weights on mine.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to pinch the tips out there, Emma.
Yeah, I'm going to pinch the tips out. Give them a good watering. Yeah. Why don't you try a sort of 5-pound weight on them, Tony?
Yes.
It might pull them off.
Yes, good idea.
Not.
We'll all come around and stand on the ends.
I'm just going to get I've got an iron. I'll just get that. I've used it once in my life. I'm going to get that out and just iron them.
Perhaps if you massage the curly ones, you can massage the kind of kink out of them.
Yeah.
Then massage your beans.
Yeah, I'm sure that works. Get arrested.
Yeah, you might get arrested as well.
Yeah.
Okay then, folks.
We hope you've enjoyed the podcast, folks, and good luck with your run of beans. Let us know how you get on. Or if you show veg, send us in pictures. We want to see you. May not be able to take them to a show this year, I'm not sure, but if you sowed them and you've got nothing else to do with them, show them to us instead. We'll love to put the pictures on the website and on our social media pages. And if you'd like to buy the magazine, just go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk. And we've got some great subscriber offers. So we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
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 If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus, the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.